Kia ora, you're listening to RDU 98.5. This is the Burnt Breakfast Show, and I'm so excited about my next guest. Today I'm very excited to be starting the Rhythm and Alps Artist Focus for 2023, and I could not think of a better artist to start with. In no time, will be a household name across the country. Good morning, Kaylee Bell.
Good morning, Liam. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Well, I'm freezing. I've just got back from America yesterday, and so I'm really feeling the cold right now.
Oh, yeah, because it would be summer there, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and their summer is pretty intense, I think. We've kind of been having like 40s, 42s, like the hottest month in July. So, yeah, it's quite a contrast.
Oh, my gosh. Can you handle that temperature? Like, what's it like?
To be honest, not really. It's like so hot that you actually just spend all day in aircon inside.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So how was your trip to America anyway?
It's been awesome. I've kind of half relocated to Nashville just essentially to try and, you know, have a crack at America and get the chance now to kind of come back and forth, which is awesome because still obviously want to be here and touring New Zealand and doing bits in Australia, but it's I think it's just a great place to kind of be to write songs. So
is it a big difference to kind of the New Zealand music industry?
Yeah, I mean, it's just so largely country there.
Yeah, right.
You know, every time I jump in a cab or go into a store, or like, country is essentially their mainstream. So if you can think of it like, it's the only radio you hear.
Wow.
It's wild, yeah.
And I reckon you're going to be part of that. It's going to be your song on the radio soon.
One day, that's the goal. That's the dream, yeah.
So anyway, tell me, how has your 2023 been? Have you spent most of it in America?
No, actually. We've had a bit of a wild year. We kind of started the year with Ed Sheeran in January. So it kind of kicked things off for 6 weeks touring with him, which was amazing.
Wow.
And then we kind of went straight into my own headline tour. So I feel like the first 6 months of the year was just, like, I just kind of looked back and was like, that was insane and hectic and amazing, like everything you ever want it to be. So, yeah, I think the start of this year has really heavily been in New Zealand, which has been amazing, and to finally have a song on mainstream radio here and to get to finally tour this country. And also, I was really specific about wanting to get out to the regions. You know, like, we started in my hometown of Waimate and finished back there with the tour, and covered a lot of different towns, which was something I've always wanted to do because, you know, growing up in Waimate, it used to always be so annoying when it was like people would tour and, like, it would be like Auckland, Wellington, Christchurch.
Yeah.
But what about the town?
Always so, neglected.
Yeah. So it was a big thing for me to get out into the communities and go and meet some kids at the schools. And, it was one of some of the best months of our lives this year. We've had a really cracker start to the year.
Yeah, holy moly, what a great year so far. And you've released a couple of new singles this year as well. Where do you get the inspiration for your music? Does it just come to you?
I mean, melodically and things, I am just always, like, my phone is stacked with melodies. It's like just from weird times, you know, like standing in a shop line and I have to, like, duck over to the side and so I don't look like an absolute or driving in the shower, like, just so many things where, like, I'm on the move, I'll get like a melody. I kind of backstack those for when I can go writing, and then I guess lyrically it's just like life, and I love reading and I love observing, so I think life is where a lot of my ideas come from.
And country music, like, lyrically is so much fun to write as well, yeah. I can imagine.
It really is. Like, a song like Boots, which is my single that came out this year that went out to radio, that was so much fun writing that because we kind of were just like in a mood. We're like, we'll write something that's kind of Shinari meet Haim, and there's no rules essentially. It's like we can take this as far as we want. And it's funny what kind of felt sort of, I guess, like a little uncomfortable in the writing room, you know, with how kind of cliche some of the things might have been. When you wrapped it up and finished it in the song, it's like it all fitted and it didn't feel weird. And so for me, that song is kind of like the playground, like how far you can take it.
Yeah, right.
It was really fun. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that song because it's quite an empowering number as well.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that because I feel like there's not enough songs like, man, I feel like a woman in the world.
I totally agree.
And I really wanted to capture that energy. Because I still listen to so much Shania, you know, like when I'm home, my first thing is get up, put on a Shania record. And it could be anyone. I've got like the collection of all her old ones. And she's just like, the things she says, like you said, like she kind of just has this fun way of saying things that are really like kind of tongue-in-cheek and a little bit frank and a little bit empowering. And you always feel good. And yeah, I think there's magic to that that I really want to try and capture a little bit more of my music too.
Have you ever seen Shania perform live?
I have, yeah.
Wow.
She's pretty amazing. I feel like I was a student of her in terms of, like, she's the artist that I sat and watched, like, every video of and every YouTube. And I kind of wish that I'd had the chance to see her, like, back in her prime, like, you know, like, the late 90s, early 2000s, like, when she wore the iconic yellow body glass, like...
Ah, who can forget?
Kind of time. But it's amazing that she's still doing it now. Like, I think I'll probably go and catch a gig in America soon, because it's like, she's just one of those leaders in the music, you know?
Yeah,
you
totally.
Get the way, yeah.
Oh, I think that is just, like, of all the role models you could have, what a fun choice.
Yeah.
Now, anyway, you were playing Rhythm and Alps this year. Tell me, do you do many festivals?
We are. I'm so excited to be playing R&A, just a side note.
Yeah.
I'm a girl, and it was one of those ones that you, like, grew up just, like, always loving. So, yeah, the band and I are playing, and we're very, very excited. And we do play a few festivals in Australia, not so much here.
Okay.
You know, it's been, this is like the start of it for us, I think, as country, you know, acts, like, starting to get on the bills, which is really, really exciting.
Yeah.
And just nice to be able to come and represent the genre. And I've got a really, really cool band that we've been together for a long time. So, yeah, this is like, we do play a lot of festivals in Australia, but it's so awesome to finally get to come and do that in New Zealand, especially on New Year's, you know, in the most beautiful place in the world.
Oh, I mean, Rhythm and Alps is stunning. And I've never seen it from, like, the stage perspective, but you must get a great view. yeah, I have to. But
yeah, it's fun.
You raise a really good point there. You know, you don't often see country artists kind of build on festival lineups, but you know, as much as any pop or rock or electronic act, like, you can bring a liveliness to the stage.
Yeah, I mean, the live thing is the thing that I probably enjoy the most, and because I spent a lot of time, you know, I think 7 years I've been with my band, we've built a lot of culture, and it's like my favorite things in music now. I'm making the music, you know, writing the songs, and then getting to play live, because I love getting to connect with people and meet people after the show. And so I think it's like, it's really cool just to kind of break down the stigma a little bit with, you know, country music doesn't have to be sad or slow. It can be fun.
Yeah, exactly.
And it can be exciting. And that's, you know, every show I go and watch in America is at a stadium, and it's just energy and it's fire and it's,
yeah, wow.
And that's the sort of show that you know, I dream of putting on. So that's sort of the energy that we'll be bringing.
Yeah, no, I'm glad you mentioned that, because I've never seen you perform live, unfortunately, and I was just curious, what can people expect from a live performance by yourself?
Yeah, well, I think those two words, energy, fun, and like I said, I've got a great band, and they're as much part of it as well, so we like to rock things up. I think if you think kind of somewhere between Shania meets, I guess, another big influence for me is like Keith Urban.
Cool.
Somewhere in those sort of worlds is where we kind of like to sit.
Oh, fantastic. Hey, Kaylee, thank you so, so much for joining me this morning.
No, thanks for having me. It's great to chat.
It's an absolute delight to finally talk to you, and I cannot wait for your set at Rhythm and Alps. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Thank you, Liam. You too. We'll see you later in the year.
And that is the wonderful Kaylee Bell, who's soon going to be a huge New Zealand musical export. I truly believe that. And I'm glad we talked about Boots, full song name Boots and All, which was released this year. And I'm going to play it for you now because it's just such a fun song. And like, who doesn't love a bit of country? So, before I do that, catch Kaylee Bell at Rhythm and Alps this year. Head along, go to rhythmandalps.co.nz to get your tickets.
I know you think you're a cowboy, you wanna take me for a ride. You better settle up, cause there's some things that you gotta get right. I know that you ain't from around here, let me lay down all the rules. I ain't no betting whiskey, nobody takes me for a fool. There's only one way to jump, and that's boots and all. On this bar stool, let's have a bit of a talk. We doing differently around here, right down to the way that we walk. We drink you under the table, then come up and dance on the top. We don't pretend we're something else, we're country with all that we got. So take me as I am, baby, boots and all. Maybe make out in the back. I wanna choose a restaurant, might even pick up a tab.